Chapter 14, Heuristics. I'm getting better at this putting one word in front of another thing, reserving and purging, knowing the difference. Little periods now and then to break it up for your short-ass attention span. Tinkering with dialogue, some of it word for word and some embellished. Rewriting history for dramatic impact. Creating pathos, highlighting character arcs, enabling subplots, deleting details. I just cut out an entire chapter about Layla's mother because the character wasn't fleshed out enough. We'll get some experts in to doctor that part. They always do. White lies, red herrings, shades of gray. There's just not enough space here for every little thing. They're distractors. Amusing, perhaps, but ultimately not revealing and helping you appreciate the big picture whys. Got to keep our eyes on the prize here. Alicia sells me my coffee almost every day. And though this means I've spent more time with her this year than my own family, she's a plot casualty. Just a cameo with no speaking lines. Savazos, my boss at the courthouse, is probably responsible for my distaste for grapefruit, the prick, but not for my fear of commitment, stricken. I gained 5 pounds this year, installed a new car stereo, gave blood. All insignificant, unless that blood type happened to match some murder suspect in flight. Instead, I choose to tell you about banging vacant groupies, or Layla's relationship with her brother, or trimming my nads with my roommate's Norelco. These things matter. It's tedious, I know. Any writer worth his weight in pulp would have by now set the hero along a definable journey, or at least created some kind of goal against which to measure his progress as we move forward. I assure you, the foundation has been laid. Characters have been established, and the scene is set. Dim the lights, and let's dance. Who says I'm even the hero? Get off my fucking back. I'm no journalist. I'm a musician, for Christ's sake. Still, the ultimate truth, for our purposes anyway, whether these events are factual or not, is better revealed through the words I choose to describe them. I'd never cheat you of that. I only wish I could see through the back of the page as you make the connections. Surely it's not the same Cheshire Cat now reflected in my laptop screen at the St. Louis Amtrak station.